News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You know how they say that sometimes you hear something and it just triggers all sorts of other memories that you can even almost kind of smell the place that you might have been when you last heard that thing? Well, I think, and Sean can tell me, is that Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass playing Jingle Bell Rock? That's a record that my parents used to play around the house. And I just had this like flashback, like honestly, I just swirled back to Nova Scotia in 1978. Listening to that music. Wow, that was really evocative for me anyway. Maybe not for anybody else across the country listening, but it was very evocative for me. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. And we've got what I think is a really interesting topic here. I read an article today in the Toronto Star written by Sarah Lang, who also is a contributing writer at The Kit. And this is called In Defense of Nepo Babies. We know, but hear us out. So the question is, what do Miley Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Dakota Johnson, Brooklyn Beckham, what do they all have in common? Well, they all are Nepo babies. They all have famous parents. So we found Sarah Lang. And we asked her to come on the show, and we're going to give this a go and see if we can unpack this a little bit. Sarah, how are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, thanks. So congratulations on the article. It caught my eye, and I'm glad that you're able here to talk about it a little bit. Let's, for people who aren't as familiar with the lingo, because this is, a new term. I guess it's Nepo babies, really. It stands for nepotism. I think Nepo sounds cooler, but Nepo babies, what exactly is that?
Well, I mean, like, it's basically a buzzword for anyone who has famous parents who is now themselves famous. Mm-hmm. So that is a broad bucket. And there's sort of talk of a spectrum of Nepo babies. So there's people who, you know, they have, you know, take Maya Hawke, for instance. Mm-hmm. Her dad is Ethan Hawke. The connection there is pretty obvious.
Well, and the mother's Uma Thurman.
As well. But you also have, you know, the likes of Billie Eilish, mm-hmm. who's more of what is called an industry baby, which is her mother is a voice actor.
Right.
So she's connected, but she's a singer. So, you know, the line is a little bit more dotted than straight.
So there is a lot of talk here about privilege, right? The privilege of growing up in a wealthy family, having doors open for you that may have remained closed for a lot of other people. That's part of the equation here, right? That's what has sort of really gotten under people's skin about this.
Yeah, and I think the privilege is undeniable. I think, like, you can't have this conversation without saying, like, these folks have a door held open that a lot of people have tried to hammer down their entire lives. So absolutely, they are privileged.
But you're saying, you know, we know they're privileged, but hear us out. So you have a counter argument for this.
And it's essentially this idea that who your parents are and actually being genuinely good at the thing you want to do aren't mutually exclusive ideas. You know, I think like you can get into like this idea of nature versus nurture and sort of why are they so good? Why do they have the amazing cheekbones they have that make them, you know, a top model? It's like, well, take a bit from column A, which is, yeah, they had, you know, parents in a certain position, but also column B, which is, you know, Hollywood is an industry. If I walk in as a child of a famous person and I'm excruciating sort of in an audition, that's only going to get me so far.
I also think that the difficulty and I mean, listen, the privilege thing is a huge hill to overcome. But I also think that growing up in the glare of the public eye has a detrimental effect or can have a detrimental effect as well.
I mean, absolutely. Arguably, you could make the case that having famous parents might actually make it a little bit harder for you to be taken seriously. I mean, this whole conversation around Nepo babies kind of demonstrates that once people might find out that, yeah, you do have famous parents, you might actually face a bit of a backlash. And we've seen that with sort of various celebrities who try and claim like, no, like it's got nothing to do with the fact that, you know, my dad is Johnny Depp in the case of Lily Rose Depp, who is a model. And sort of you're constantly fighting this idea that maybe you don't really deserve the success you have. But maybe you do. Like, you know, there is hard work and there is talent. But yes, there is also ridiculously fortunate sort of birth.
Well, I think there is a spectrum of this, as you say. So you have people who I think are genuinely talented. Miley Cyrus, of course, the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Dakota Johnson, I would say, oh, there's a long list of them. And then there's Brooklyn Beckham, who calls himself a chef. And yet, I have yet to see any chefy, real chefy aptitude come out of him. But he is, of course, David Beckham and Posh Spice's child.
And I think that's the thing. It's like Brooklyn Beckham is the name that gets brought up every single time in this conversation. Because, I mean, to be fair, his pasta sauce recipe involves a jarred pasta sauce.
Leave the bowl there.
Oh, something's cutting in and out here, I think. Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. I think something was cutting in and out on your phone call there.
I am still here, I promise.
Okay.
I don't know who the other person joining our call is, but I'm still
here. I think it might have been Brooklyn Beckham. I think that very well might have been unhappy about what we're saying. But now, there are a number of people that I don't even really think of as Nepo babies, like Zoe Kravitz. Even though it's a very recognizable last name, I just see her as a very credible performer who makes interesting choices and is someone who I think would have been famous regardless of the circumstances of her birth, if she wanted it.
Absolutely. And you just look at kind of how multi-talented Zoe Kravitz is. Obviously, her dad is Lenny Kravitz, which, you know, lends some musical ability. Like, she was just a co-author on Taylor Swift's latest album. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's some talent there. But then also sort of her mom is Lisa Monet, and, you know, she's fronted campaigns for sort of huge brands. But she's also, as you say, an incredibly talented actor.
Do you age out of being a Nepo baby? I mean, people like Angelina Jolie, George Clooney, Drew Barrymore have been around for so long now. And I doubt that anyone really remembers or could name too many of John Barrymore's movies. So we're not really thinking that far back. She comes from a show business family. And Rosemary Clooney was an aunt of George Clooney. So, you know, that's a one step away. Do you grow out of it eventually?
I think your fame outgrows your Nepo roots, as it were. I mean, you gave some great examples. Also, like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
Obviously, parents are Blythe Danner and Bruce Paltrow, but Gwyneth, she's a name unto herself at this point.
And this all started, or this new interest in this, because nepotism is certainly nothing new, and it's not specific to show business. I mean, this is every business in the world. But this was a 25-year-old Canadian online personality who came up with the idea because they realized that Maude Apatow, one of the stars of Euphoria, was the daughter of Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
And I think she's in her 20s, and I think a lot of this sort of illustrates the current sort of landscape with this Nepo baby conversation, which is this idea that she was like, I had no idea that her parents were these people. And it sort of, it became this sort of like cipher for Gen Z's naivete in general, and sort of how they're discovering things in real time on the internet that you or I might know, and sort of, like, I think they're like, what? So, hang on, all the famous people have famous parents? This is a conspiracy. And it becomes this idea that, like, there's more at play here than, like, as you say, this is natural human behavior that has gone on for millennia.
I'm in conversation with Sarah Lang. Thanks so much for this. Her article, In Defense of Nepo Babies, We Know, But Hear Us Out, is on the Toronto Star website. It's in the paper. And you're also a contributing writer at The Kit. Thanks so much for shining a light on this for us tonight.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Nice to talk to you. When we come back, we've got lots more show coming for you, so please don't go anywhere. We're going to meet Leona Boyd. She, of course, is a name that's familiar to so many of us. She's the first lady of the guitar, and she's up next to talk about her new children's book, which sounds really fun, The Cat Who Played Guitar. Stay with me. Lots more to come on News Talk Tonight.